Let's take a look at fluoride. We now have the federal government admitting what we've all known for decades about fluoride, and they admit that it lowers IQ in kids. And we've had multiple studies, some of them done by Harvard University, significantly lowering IQ, 20 points in many of these cases. And so after decades of lying about it, after decades of disinformation and name-calling of conspiracy theorists, we even had, if you remember, Dr. Strangelove, the general who kicked the whole thing off, General Jack D. Ripper, remember that? Talking about they're trying to corrupt our bodily fluids and put fluoride in the water and all the rest of this stuff. It was a hallmark of their stereotype of conspiracy theorist. Well, it turns out there was a conspiracy to cover up harm that they were doing to people. A landmark National Toxicology Program report says that fluoride is comparable to lead in its ability to lower IQ in children. And so, what is the reaction from the media? We've got AP, Associated Propaganda, says that, it's only bad at levels that are twice the recommended limit, says the Associated Propaganda. But Information Liberation points out that the limit was very recently cut in half. I guess in anticipation of this. Isn't it interesting the way that they spin this? Hey, guys, there's nothing we can do about this. This is going to come out. Okay, let's cut the recommended level in half. And they were recommending it at a level that would damage children's IQ. So you solve that by cutting the level before the report comes out. That's it. That's how you control it. But, of course, the whole thing from the very beginning, they were dumping this particular type of fluoride, which is a rat poison in China. They were dumping it into the water supply because it was a byproduct of both the nuclear industry and the aluminum industry. And it would have cost them a great deal of money to dispose of this, or they could tell everybody that it was good for them and have the taxpayers pay them to dump their waste into our drinking water. And that's exactly what they've done. That's how outrageous this all is. And so now, after this has been put out there, after 8 decades of this, after everybody from Kubrick to, everyone else mocking it and rolling their eyes, they now admit that it's harmful. And yet, the CDC still stands by it. They still stand by this recommendation. Isn't that amazing? I guess it's not, because their response, no matter how many times you show something that they support is harmful, their response to all that is always, so what?
Of biased and false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarmingly, some media are true without checking facts first. Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think, and this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 Break free from the usual script with The David Knight Show, a fresh perspective bringing you genuine insights on current events. But if the show is going to stay on the air, we'll need your continued support. Sharing the show, subscribing, and even just hitting the like button all help. And if you found our show helpful, please consider donating and becoming a part of a community that values the truth. Because independent, listener-funded news, untouched by corporate globalist agendas, is extremely important to our liberties.